The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Board has approved a phased plan for returning special needs and at-risk students to classrooms beginning September 8th. At a reconvened school board meeting last night, Superintendent Karen Gaborik said state Smart Start guidelines provide leeway for in-person learning for both student categories, regardless of whether a district is in the green, yellow, or red pandemic operational zone.
District may decide that even in a high-risk environment, select vulnerable students may need in-person education in very small cohort groups.
District officials said return of those students will start slowly and hinge on whether their parents want them back in classrooms. A second measure approved by the board last night sets a mid-October date as the earliest when middle and high school students could return to classrooms. School Board President Wendy Dominique read the measure.
It is recommended secondary students remain in remote learning through October 16, 2020, the end of the first quarter. The status of secondary instruction for second quarter will be reviewed again at the October 6th regular board meeting.
The board subsequently amended the measure to say the evaluation would take place, quote, no later than the October 6th meeting, unquote. Returning a large volume of students to schools will require transportation, and that involves hiring and training bus drivers, some of whom will come from the lower 48, a process estimated to take up to 3 weeks. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District went into red zone operations this past Monday, reflecting a recent increase in local COVID-19 cases. Superintendent Gaborik said that there have so far been 4 confirmed COVID-19 cases among district students and staff.